Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chuck Caton joining us. I won't even get the preface because we don't have a ton of time. You missed the song, Chuck?
Oh, yeah, that's one of my favorite tunes, Brian. It's on the top of the charts as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Well, I heard that weather forecast, and man, oh, man, I remember those days with freezing pipes in East Granby. So we feel for you there.
It's a pretty, East Granby is a great town. You know, it's funny, we're joined by Chuck Caton, longtime voice of the Hartford Whalers and the Carolina Hurricanes. And, of course, was on here on WTIC when it was just mammoth. And I can't tell you how many people are just excited to hear your voice on our air. So we thought about you initially with Bobby Hull, and it just would be a good chance to catch up in general. How are things? How are you? And what's going on since you stepped away from the mic full time?
Well, I mean, things are going well. I know that for longtime Whaler fans, I'm always excited, Brian, to come back in July every year for the Whalers weekend that the Yard Goats put on. And I'll tell you what, Dean Zappalorti and his staff, wonderful people with the baseball team, do a great job. So I have a link still, even after 25 years, to the area. We still have many, many friends in the area that we visit from time to time. At least once every other year we come up there. So, you know, I still have a tremendous affinity for the people in Hartford and in Connecticut. And, you know, it warms my heart. And, you know, I've been kind of hanging out. I certainly wish I was still working in the NHL, but we have a little bit different situation here with respect to the ownership. The team's doing very well, but the ownership is a little bit different. And so I'm kind of watching from afar and still enjoying the NHL, really, Brian.
Yeah, it's a totally different game. I have tons of, you know, my dad went to law school at Michigan, so we have that connection. He was there when Red Berenson was the star. And so, you know, I've been following, you know, Michigan athletics, and I know that's where you went to school. But, you know, with your broadcasting career coming to Hartford, that was your first, like, huge break, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. I mean, it's interesting. And I was doing University of Michigan hockey, football, and basketball on an Ann Arbor station ever since my sophomore, junior year of college and then till 1975 when I went to Wisconsin for 4 years. And it was after I did Badger sports that the Whalers called me in 78, and I didn't take the job in the last year of the World Hockey Association, but I took the job the next year when they called me back and replaced a very popular guy in Bob Neumeier, the late Bob Neumeier now, that people will still probably remember. He was a terrific person. And so I got a lucky break. I mean, them calling me back, it was tremendous. And 39 years later, I've loved every minute of it. Hated, to be honest with you, to see the team move back in 97. I have to be very frank about that. Jim Rutherford knows, and Peter Carmanos knew how I felt about that because I was very entrenched in the community in the Hartford area. So that was a tough blow. But since then, team won the Stanley Cup in 06. I've got a lot of great memories and a lot of wonderful friends, including the guy that you talked about who passed away yesterday.
Yeah, so let's talk. We're talking with Chuck Caton, of course, longtime announcer for the Hartford Whalers and the Carolina Hurricanes. You know, when Bobby Hull came to Hartford, I mean, look at the numbers. He played 9 games. I think he was 40 or 41. I'm not sure. He scored 2 goals. I don't know if any of those 2 goals were at the Civic Center or not. But just give a sense of who he was as the man and what your interactions were like with him. I know you told one anecdote on social media as well. We'd love to get your perspective.
Well, really, Brian, it was kind of a magical season. I think Whaler fans would agree when you have a guy like Gordie Howe on your team, not to mention his sons, Mark and Marty, and then you have Dave Key on, and then you add on Leap Day of 1980. That was the day that Bobby Hull signed on February 29th. Of 1980, he was introduced to the crowd. Some of our listeners may have been at the game against the St. Louis Blues. And then, as you say, he had a very short stay, but the reason for that was that he had a girlfriend at the time who lived in Cheshire and underwent a horrific traffic accident, car accident, and it kind of set him back a little bit emotionally, so he was unable to finish the season. But he did score a memorable goal. I think maybe some Whaler fans would remember when he scored in Buffalo against Don Edwards with that inimitable slap shot of his that he always displayed as a Blackhawk in the World Hockey Association with the Winnipeg Jets. And that's what I remember. And then the thing you're talking about on social media, I felt compelled to show the human side of him because he gets bashed a lot for some of the demons that have been in his personal life prior to this. But we were getting our licenses at the DMV in Wethersfield, and the late Bob Crocker, who was our assistant general manager, took us over to Wethersfield, and I had two boys at the time. One was 2 years old, and one was 2.5, and one was 1. And he carried my one-year-old up 2 flights of stairs at the DMV office in Wethersfield very kindly for my wife on that day in February, and we got our driver's licenses together. Of course, as you know, it was my first year there, and of course, Bobby had just joined the team.
Yeah, wow. You know, we're just about out of time, but you know, I've talked to a lot of Whaler stuff. You know, I grew up in Swampscott, Mass. My dad, when he gave up season tickets to the Bruins because it was too expensive, he'd take me to Whaler games because you could stay at the hotel and walk to the game without going outside, and we got such a kick.
Such a kick out
of that. But it seems that the Whalers players were like very accessible in the community, and if that's a myth or not, I don't know. But how does that compare to like how it is like now? Because they make much more money, and it's a different ballgame.
Yeah, it is a different ballgame, Brian. But the players essentially are the same. They're still those hometown boys that have a real love for the fans, and even though the money has skyrocketed over the years, as you've said, it still hasn't changed the player himself and his devotion to the community. I know in a lot of the Hurricanes players' cases, they have a lot of different foundations, and they do a lot of charity work, but they don't want the notoriety. You don't hear about it a lot. They like to do things under the radar. So the player really hasn't changed that much. But you're right about how it was in Hartford, and that's why I think the Yard Goats weekend in the middle of July is so popular with people, because they remember these people, and it just floors the players from the 80s and 90s about how much the fans remember them because they were so immersed in the community. You're absolutely right about that, and I'm really looking forward to that weekend. I think it's July 20th and 21st. You know, what do they call it? It's not Dunkin' Donuts Park anymore, right?
Yeah, no, it's still Dunkin' Donuts Park. Yep.
Yeah, it's just Dunkin', though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, I think they still the brand of the company is Dunkin', but I think they still call it Dunkin' Donuts Park.
I think that there was something. I think Dean told me some story about how it was going to cost so much money to change it, so they just left it there. We always know it as Dunkin' Donuts anyway, right? Who's kidding who?
Seriously. When you come back in the summer, maybe you can shimmy over to the studio in Farmington and sit down with us face-to-face. People would love it.
Absolutely, Brian. Keep in touch, and I would be delighted to do that. Thank you for having me on, and I think for the people, I know it was a brief stay for Bobby Hull, but he was part of Whaler history.
Totally.
And a very significant part of it, too, because how do you have three names like Howe, Keon, and Hull on one team? It really put the Whalers on the map.
Yeah, it's awesome. All right, Chuck, be well. We'll talk to you soon, and we'll definitely catch up this summer.
All right, thank you, Brian. I appreciate it.
All right, Chuck Caton, the great Chuck Caton. So cool. And you can tell he's still got it. He's still got it.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.